Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, getting ready to head to Grenada. Yes, it's time to do a little diving and rebreather diving with our friends from Aquanauts Grenada. We're going to go over there for 10 days and celebrate not only the rebreather after being certified last time I was in Grenada on a rebreather, but this time we're also going to celebrate the 50-year anniversary of the sinking of the Bianca C ship, which is one of the world's best wreck dives out there in the Caribbean, if not the world, because it was a huge passenger liner back in the day, like a mini cruise ship. I don't even know if mini's the right size, or right thing. It was a big boat. But this thing is an awesome wreck dive. And 50 years ago, around this time, is when it went down, or they sank it there in Grenada to create it, this artificial reef. So we're going to go down there and celebrate with our friends from Aquanauts Grenada. We have the Scuba Cowboy with us. We're going to check in with him a little bit later on today as we get ready to bring the troop together. And we have our mermaids. Excuse me. Someone has a hairball.
I don't think that's
coughing up a hairball.
I don't think that.
I'm coughing up a Tony.
Oh, that's the mermaid puppet, evidently, that's in the studio with us. I didn't expect you to be here after last week.
You sent me an email. You told me to be here.
Well,
I'm the only one who comes in. Your other mermaids don't.
No,
I'm always here for you, Greggy.
Mermaid Tony is getting ready to go to Grenada as well.
She is not.
And she is going to join us on
the
phone
today.
She's
watching FSU going to lose again.
No, I think she's going to... She said she would come on the show today.
And
however, I told her that you weren't here because after last week, I didn't think you'd want to be here again.
Why not?
The mermaid puppet and Tony the Mermaid, or Mermaid Tony... definitely, I don't know, after last week's show, it was kind of like a throwdown, smackdown or something, but it was just crazy last week.
Let me just say this. When we go to Grenada, we're going to be celebrating the sinking of the Tony VH.
What? No.
Yep.
Now, we will have Mermaid Tony and the Mermaid Puppet.
She's going
there
down!
In Grenada. And I can't have you guys go to the Spice Island to celebrate the sinking of the Bianca C and trying to take each other out.
I don't want to take her out. I want to destroy her forever. Hello. Right.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to see how this works out. There's definitely some tension in the air between Mermaid Tony.
It's putting
and
it mildly.
The mermaid puppet, and they're going
sexual?
At it. On Facebook like crazy.
Only on my end.
I just thought after last week that we had cleared the air somewhat and you guys had gotten out your frustrations and that would be
the end of
it.
Did you see what she did to me on Facebook?
Well, what did she do? What do you mean?
Posting all kinds of nasty stuff. Calling me a mer slut.
I have filters on my computer that wouldn't allow me to see such degrading comments. But I guess you'll just have to go to the Mermaid Puppet page on Facebook and follow along. And
I think that one of the most unusual circumstances that came out of this whole week was the mermaid puppet deciding she did not want to be associated with the same name as Mermaid Tony.
Yes. Well, everybody was going to her page when they should have been coming to mine.
Oh, okay.
We all know that's true. They got us confused.
All right. Well, that's what we were talking about last week. You guys kind of were going at it. See, you're claiming that more Scuba Radio listeners like you than like the real Mermaid Tony.
More of them like me.
And
Scuba Radio and so World of Boating.
You're not going to you don't want to be referred to as Tony the Mermaid Puppet anymore.
Well, for now it's just the Mermaid Puppet.
The Mermaid Puppet. Because you're afraid.
I'm not afraid of nothing.
Well, you were upset because you were afraid.
I wasn't upset.
People were thinking you were Tony or vice versa, and therefore she was getting the likes that you should
have. I have my lawyers working on trademarking Tony the Mermaid, Tony the Mermaid Scuba Instructor.
Why don't you just go with some other names?
The dot nets. She's going to be getting a cease and desist letter.
All right,
when
look.
She comes back.
You should have your own identity, shouldn't she, Bill?
It's unfortunate she has a team of doctors. A team of lawyers. When it's clear what she needs is a team of doctors
or team of therapists.
Yes, some
for
sure.
Give me a Percocet.
And pharmacists, evidently. Okay.
You have any of that sunk punk ale? I need a drink.
It's some beer they brew underwater, evidently.
I know those guys.
Okay. Well, there you go. Follow this travesty on Facebook. There's a link to it right there from scubaradio.com. The Mermaid Puppet. I don't know what we're going to call it. Just the Mermaid Puppet? Or you want a new name or what?
Like the Ohio State. I will be the Mermaid Puppet. I am so great, I don't even need a name. Everybody knows me regardless. I'm not like that other needy mermaid you have on staff who doesn't come on the show.
Wow. They used to be such good friends, Bill.
She attacked me on air. She attacked me on Facebook.
I don't know. You were pretty ruthless last week. Well, wasn't the puppet pretty mean to Tony on the phone last week, Bill?
Come on, Bill. Be honest.
I tried to ignore the whole thing. I really did.
Right.
You want a Percocet? They help a lot.
All right, that's enough. Just go away. I've had enough of you. I'll deal with you in Grenada. All right, and we'll see where the dust settles.
Are you putting me in your bag again?
Yes, you will be in my bag. You'll be part of my carry-on.
Can you not put me next to your socks and underwear this time?
Well, that's your special place.
If only you knew what I did to those.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Anyway.
Extra special last week and this week, if you are a friend of Scuba Radio on Facebook, the folks from our sister program, World of Boating, the World of Boating news team, managed to cut up some pictures, some stills, and some video of the Mermaid Puppet's visit to Scuba Radio last week. So if you're a friend of Scuba Radio, you can go and see those videos and those still pictures.
Yeah.
If I'm going to keep coming on this show, can I get a chair specially made for my tail, please?
Well, just lay out on the counter, as a mermaid should. Yeah, there you go.
That doesn't help.
Get yourself adjusted accordingly.
It doesn't help.
What do you mean it doesn't help? No? We'll come up with something for you. We're working on a new studio, so maybe we'll...
Really?
...give you your own little, you know, aquarium.
The Mermaid Radio Show headquarters, huh?
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say.
Cool.
All right, there you go. So the Mermaid Puppet in Grenada, along with Mermaid Tony, Leah, and Lacey, and Tiffany.
You don't need any of them.
Wow. You're not going to make any friends by alienating all the real-life mermaids here at Scuba Radio.
If they want to be my friend, they'll rise up against Tony, and we'll overthrow her, and she'll be gone forever.
Wow.
Or at least for a couple weeks.
Tony is a dive knife, you know. I'd be pretty careful about that. She knows how to use it. She'll cut you.
Did I mention to you my favorite part of this program?
The commercials!
When we talk to the puppets.
Oh, brother. All right, well, let's talk
Bye,
about...
Bye, everybody!
Okay. Let's
done? Can
yes.
I go now?
Go. Leave already, will you?
Bye!
Man, we resorted to talking with puppets. But I promise we have some other stuff to cover today.
We have a lot of stuff to cover today, don't we?
You know, last weekend at Wikiwachi, speaking of mermaids, that's the home of the mermaids. the Mermaid Show. They had the last H2O, underwater scooter race from the Wreck Racing League. We're going to talk to Dave Syrek. He was one of the organizers of the event from the Wreck Racing League. And, you know, we had the guy on last week who was helping him out, who has a dive shop in the area from South Lake Divers. What's his name, Bill? Do you remember? I don't know. Well, anyway, he was on the air with us last week telling us about what was going on and some of the things he was up to. However, Dave is one of the guys responsible for filming the Wreck Racing League's races underwater. It's quite a technical feat to pull something like that off, believe it or not. And we're going to find out about it as we talk to him next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
This is Dr. Samuel H. Gruber, the Shark Doc. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving and to political intrigue.
Everybody, lay low in Bimini, or be nothing new.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I recall that's what I came here for.
Greg the Knife Master, Bill the Producer. And, the mermaid puppet has slithered her way out of here for now. I'm sure we'll hear plenty about her and her exploits in Grenada. And then shortly thereafter, Edema, as well as Mermaid Tony and the rest of the crew as we head over there and do some diving. But last weekend, they had the Wreck Racing League's latest race in Wekiwatchee Springs, the home of the mermaid shows, where all this whole mermaid stuff started in the first place. It was quite an event. We had a report from the event last week. However, Dave Syrek is on the line. Dave is one of the organizers of the event and also in charge of filming this for the website and other, you know, media partners and TV and the works. And Dave, first off, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. Now, I know from a technical standpoint, not just filming underwater in the first place has its challenges, but an underwater scooter race definitely creates some unique situations to capture that activity, does it not? I mean, how did this happen How did you get involved with this stuff in the first place? Let's start there, I guess.
Well, my background, in television is that I've actually designed some camera systems that have worked in some extreme environments. We put some cameras that sank on the well-known Vandenberg that captured the pictures that everybody remembers, and also I've done some stuff at NASA with some cameras that were on the launch pads that were designed to withstand, you know, extreme environments of sitting on in the sea air, and then also, of course, to be able to wake up and record the launches. So that's my background. It's my passion. And, you know, with scuba diving, it was kind of, this was a project to where, you know, as our sport of Formula H2O and scuba racing evolved, we wanted to share what was so cool underwater with everybody else to try and help promote the sport and share some of the good times we were having. So, you know, by using, I think that the camera that everybody goes crazy for are the GoPro cameras. And I think that, you know, those bring the images where people go, wow, that's cool. And, you know, in this race, it did not disappoint, where we had some great angles and some good passing, a lot of good action and rubbing and that sort of thing. And so I think the GoPros, and this is key, with a focus-corrected housing, a lot of people don't know that the GoPro camera that you buy, stock from the store, is out of focus underwater. So it's important to get a housing that is focus-corrected that will give you the best pictures underwater.
All right, now, I don't want to poo-poo any of these other things you call accomplishments. Filming a sinking ship while it's sinking and explosives are blowing up, or, you know, being on the launch pad for the shuttle. I mean, yeah, great work. I mean, these are professionals doing professional things. You were filming at WikiWatchy, and there were mermaids around, and there is nothing more unpredictable than a mermaid. How much did that factor into both your planning and your execution?
Well, I would say, I mean, the mermaids at WikiWatchy, I mean, they're really the centerpiece. I think that we did not want to take it. When we came, we brought our show into the home of the mermaids at WikiWatchy, the last thing we wanted to do was to steal their thunder underwater. So I think we wanted to incorporate them into the show, and we were able to do so. They came down in the races and were waving the checkered flag, and we were coordinated with them to, you know, and of course, you know, one thing a lot of people don't realize with the mermaid shows, they're free diving, basically. They do have an air hose, and they're not using a mask. So they are, you know, what they're seeing is a blurry image in front of them, and we had cues where we had to get them to raise the flag and participate at the right times and that sort of stuff. But the mermaids are so professional, and it's for any scuba diver, I guarantee you, if you in WikiWatchy, go see one of their shows, because as a diver, you will have just an amazing appreciation for what these mermaids do in that scenario where they're lip-syncing underwater. They can't really see because they're not wearing a mask, and they're managing their air and their temperature and their buoyancy. It's the best of diving that you could ever imagine, and of course, when you throw in some scooter races around, it really did amount to a lot of fun. We had a blast.
All right, now here's the part where I think that you probably were going to run into a problem, so I want to know how you handled this. Your organization is the Wreck Racing League.
Right.
WRECK yes. Racing League. And you can check that out at wreckracingleague.com. Wreckracingleague.com.
Right.
However, I don't think of WikiWatchy as a place which is, I don't know, full of wrecks. Unless
right.
you talk about some of the older mermaids. So, that was my concern.
No, you're right. You know, we were founded, the Wreck Racing League was founded because our intent was to take pressure off the natural reefs and to move some of these activities to artificial reefs and to give the natural reefs a break. And in that case, our intent, we were able to execute that by obviously going to WikiWatchy. You know, we're taking pressure off of the natural reefs, bringing it to a new venue. And the venue there is unbelievably, it was just too good not to go there. They have a 400 seat underwater auditorium where non-divers can watch. You know, and in this race, what we had that was really special was we had, you know, some wounded warriors with us where their families have been taking part in their, you know, their loved ones' training and therapies for scuba diving. But in this case, the non-diving family members were able to share in the experience underwater and to watch them in the water, you know, race, have fun, and that kind of stuff. And they, that venue there brought a whole new aspect to this venue that was unbelievable. And in addition, you know, if you look at our videos online, you'll see that we also had amazing communication because we're able to talk you know, through a PA system in the auditorium directly with people in the water.
Right.
And in the water, I'm telling you, it was so loud and awesome, and the music and everything coming through was, that was such a unique experience that this was too good of a venue to pass up.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it gave a whole new audience because people could sit there and stay dry and watch the races for once. So that was...
And see the mermaid shows, too. We did not disrupt the regular mermaid show. So if you were a regular park, you know, visitor, you got to see races and the mermaid show.
Yeah, God forbid you do that. Oh, my God.
That was too good to mess up, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, you would have created a riot at WikiWatching.
Exactly.
Let's be real. People want to see the girls in the mermaid tails. You know, the race
absolutely.
Is a little added bonus for sure. But now that...
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say those GoPro videos that you were using to shoot. So you got to get that focus corrected housing. So that's like an upgraded item, or how expensive is that? Because the camera itself is only like $300, right?
Yeah, to get there's a guy out there named Russell Latimer who I think has this dialed in perfectly. His brand is Eye of Mine, and he has you know videos online. What he has done, some of the other replacement lenses, you can buy just a glass insert that can drop in there, which does a nice job. What I'm uncomfortable with that is you actually, if you know, just with O-rings and stuff like that, if you see, you have to seat that thing in there yourself. If you don't get it right, you can flood your camera. It's a glass lens that if you don't tighten it just at the right, you know, the right way, it can break.
All right, hold on, Dave. I want to carry you through the break here and learn a little bit more about these GoPro video cameras that are becoming quite popular for scuba divers. That's next. Right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dave Syrak, he's the photo or video pro for the Rec Racing League. Check it out, recracingleague.com on the web. Now, I know you're using these GoPro video cameras, which are extremely popular for extreme sports, and more and more, I'm seeing these things underwater on dives as divers become savvy to use these things. You're saying you need this focus-corrected housing or front cover for the GoPro video to use it properly underwater first off, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the stock housing, as you buy it, is not perfectly focused underwater. You will notice a side-by-side difference. I recommend a brand out there called Eye of Mine. What I liked about him is he pressure tests all of them to 200 feet. There are other options out there where you can modify your own housing, but I like the fact that his are pressure tested to 200 feet, so that gives me good peace of mind. And I have over 10 or 12 of them, and I've never had a flood with any of these focus corrected housings from
now,
my mind underwater.
That fisheye type of view that you get from these cameras, which create an awesome angle if you have them mounted to the scooters, and you can see some of this video at recracingleague.com. Is that just the lens in the camera itself giving that effect, or what, Dave?
Exactly. What's happening is much like the same thing that happens with your eyeball to the mask on your face. The curvature... And the fisheye is coming from the camera itself. The housing has a flat lens. That's what makes it focus corrected. Much like if you were to take a fisheye mask to your eyeball, it would be out of focus underwater. So really, the same thing that's happening with your mask underwater is happening with this housing, where it's a flat lens on the front, and that fixes the focus, and it makes a significant difference underwater in the picture quality.
Yeah, well, it does create an awesome angle, and you can mount these things to your BC. You can put them on I saw this housing with this light and motion camera, a light setup that I'm now using with my Olympus camera. And it's like there's nothing. Like the camera's smaller than the size of the lights. It's dinky.
Yes.
And so it's quite amazing, the technology that's coming out there. It's impressive stuff. Next race for underwater scooters is where, Dave?
Well, our next event will be, we're actually going to be doing a demonstration dive at DEMA with some wounded warriors at, you know, but that's a DEMA or Orlando convention.
First week in November, okay, and then you can check out the race at recreationleague.com.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 34. Back in the 1700s, early sailors would often mistake manatees for the mythical mermaid.
Oh my gosh.
Now you know the real reason why you should never drink and dive.
I don't know, it looks kind of hairy and slobbery to me.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Now, Nick, we've talked before about planning for a dive trip, and I maintain you cheated and crammed sub-tips into your tips last time, but I was wondering if you still have any follow-up tips for when you're actually on the vacation.
Sure I do. I've always got more tips to help keep divers safe and having fun.
I thought you might. So what does Dan recommend that will help improve our dive travel?
Well, everything we suggest is really pretty simple. For example, when you get to your destination, take a few minutes to check your gear. Make sure none of it was damaged during your travel.
Better to discover it then than when you're ready to do your first dive.
It won't make a good first dive. Checking your gear upon arrival gives you the time to repair or replace any gear that might need it, or rent anything that you might need. As we all know, taking care of your gear and being comfortable with it is a big factor in safe diving.
Even if my gear's good to go, I like to find the operation when I arrive, if only to know where it is and meet the staff.
I like to do that too. It's one less thing I have to do the first morning of diving, and sometimes you can even get all your paperwork done.
I'm on board with anything that means less thinking in the morning. Okay, so what's next?
Stock up on water. Most dive boats provide water while on board, but it's always a good idea to have some extra bottled water on hand. Even if you don't need it on the boat, you'll have it with you to keep hydrated throughout the day.
It also solves that don't drink the local water problem.
Why, yes, it does.
So far, so simple. What else?
A lot of popular dive locations are in sunny spots, so keep the sunscreen handy and apply often. It's a pretty basic safety tip, but sunburn is no fun, and it can sneak up on you quicker than you think and really put a damper on your vacation.
I know what you mean. I've seen a lot of good lobster impressions out there. I'm the best, by the way.
And if you ever had to put on a wetsuit over a sunburn, you know, and you don't want to do it twice.
Yeah, ouch! How about some tips for the diving itself?
That's the easiest of all. When you're diving in a new or foreign location, the best thing you can do is listen. Listen closely to your dive briefings. It's likely you'll be diving a site new to you, or at least one you don't dive frequently. So listen to what the dive master has to say. They're the key source of information about that dive.
And it's not just about currents and profiles either. I've heard briefings that had information about local laws on fishing, artifact recovery, and a few other things that can get you in trouble.
And trouble can be real trouble, especially in foreign countries. So it's good to pay attention. Not only do boat procedures and dive procedures differ from operator to operator, but also local laws and customs, too.
And once the dive is done, dive staff can be a good information source for those surface intervals, too.
They are indeed, which brings me to my last point.
Bring it home, Nick.
Above all, when you're on vacation, take care of you. Trips can be really exciting and adventurous, and that's one of the best things about them for a lot of people. But it's okay to take some time to relax. Especially if you're diving, even on vacation, the same rules still apply. Get plenty of sleep, eat well, take it easy on the alcohol.
You're not saying don't drink on vacation. Come on.
I'm saying everything in moderation. And if you do choose to drink, Take it easy and drink plenty of water along with it. Remember the tip about keeping water handy and staying hydrated.
Way to tie it all together.
Thanks, I try. One last thought, and don't forget to put aside some decompression time before you fly home. Save some of your sightseeing for your last day, or spend it relaxing in a hammock. But definitely remember to build in that buffer between your last dive and the flight home.
That's getting awfully close to a sub-tip.
A reminder, just a friendly reminder.
You put a lot of time and effort into planning a trip, so take these very simple tips and maximize your experience once you reach your destination. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, you know, we are just a few weeks, away from the DEMA show. And I've had to kind of work far ahead because we're going to Grenada here next week. And you'll hear all about that, by the way, next week on the big show. However, just 2-3 weeks away, we are going to be doing the DEMA show, and that's where all the new products and things are released. And we have a few little things up our sleeve that we're going to debut there as well. And one of them is our Scuba Radio line of dive silver. Peter's on the line to talk to us about it. Peter, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, Greg. How are you today?
I'm good. So Peter is the artisan and owner behind DiveSilver.com and has been responsible for coming up with this line of scuba radio silver jewelry. Now, let's talk about, first of all, what goes into this stuff and what makes it unique as a piece of jewelry there, Peter. What can you tell me about the process of putting this stuff together?
Well, I work very closely. I direct all the designing, and I work very closely with my team in Thailand. I direct them, and they pull up the concepts for me. We work really closely together and give you the fine details that you're looking for, using the concepts off of your logo, off of anybody's logo. Of course, we just do simple sea life jewelry, but it's not so simple. It's very highly detailed.
It is. It looks really nice, and not only does it incorporate sea life on the Scuba Radio line of stuff, but, of course, the Scuba Radio mermaid. So there's a little mermaid motif. There's a little Scuba Radio logos. There's earrings. There's rings. There's bracelets. All kinds of crazy stuff to kind of show... you know, show off your support. If you're not into a Scuba Radio t-shirt or a hat, now you have something else to show your loyalty to our little dive show. Bill, I know you need some blank.
Well, that's right, and you can't wear your hat or your t-shirt into the office in Chicago or Boston or New York, but you can wear your Scuba Radio pendant.
Yes. Well, and Bill, my producer... Bill,
tongue ring?
Well, you don't like to wear shirts, so now you could get a Scuba Radio belly ring.
That would be something right there.
Those. And
do they come in double extra large?
I don't. I think it's just one size fits all belly.
I will
buttons.
Tell you, no, a regular no.
Well, you mean once you clipped it in there, it would just disappear?
I would have to have one to go and find it.
Now, we just put a chain. A chain
like
it.
A biker chain.
Right.
Like for my wall.
It's in
would
there,
be cool.
I swear.
Yes.
All right. Well, I mean, we kid. But you can get to this stuff from scubaradio.com or divesilver.com. I mean, literally, you have thousands of different items to choose from there at divesilver.com. Right, Peter?
That's right. I put in... Well, just being on the ocean for who knows how many decades, but bringing all of that experience beneath the water, on the water, and over the water into the nautical and sea life dive creations.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Is it dive and sea life? There's lighthouses, there's a pirate jewelry line, there's even a surf jewelry line, so... we're pretty wide in our selections.
Yeah, it is. You know, when we started coming up with this idea to create this Scuba Radio line of jewelry, I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of jewelry manufacturers out there. And you know, what was unique about what Dive Silver had was it was so extensive, but the quality, the detail of it is really impressive, and it won't break the bank. I mean, it's made out of silver. It's very nice, but the price point's actually quite impressive. So, you know, when you're thinking about getting something for that special someone on your gift list for the holiday season.
Say a Lone Ranger fan.
Right. Okay. What do you mean Lone Ranger? Where are you going with that, Bill?
What's the name of Lone Ranger's horse?
Oh, yes. Hi, old.
Funny.
Yeah, that was not very good. But if that is, that's what gets your goat or horse. Yes. Yeah, go to divesilver.com and check it out.
But however, Scuba Radio does not condone dating horses or goats. Just saying.
I don't know if dating's the right word. if you want to go out a few horses, times.
Maybe. Aren't you glad you answered the phone today, Peter?
Yeah,
of all the days to not ignore a number you didn't recognize on your phone.
Exactly. Well, once again, we got this new Scuba Radio line of jewelry, and we've just made it available. You're hearing about it for the first time. It's now up and available for purchase right there through scubaradio.com or divesilver.com. Just do a little search on Scuba Radio. It'll pop right up. And check out all the other styles of marine-themed jewelry and pirates and everything else there at divesilver.com. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you eat my parasites.
So long, bulls, I'll see you later. I'm gonna set my sails a little south toward the equator. We gonna laugh and sing and dance and dive and everything. Tonight I'm headed for Grenada.
Yes, we are headed to Grenada to celebrate the sinking of the Bianca C, a world-class artificial reef that was sank just over 50 years ago, or just right at 50 years, I guess. And we're going to be down there for the celebration. Just got wind, evidently, that Weiland might be down there as well as a few other diving dignitaries to help usher in this event down there in Grenada. And let's not forget that we will also be crowning a new Scuba Radio Mermaid for Grenada. Charlene won this competition last year when we were down there, but it's time for her to hand over her scuba radio crown after, actually, we didn't have a crown. I gave her a hat. I don't remember what it was exactly, but we're going to crown a new scuba radio mermaid in Grenada. And I hear that competition is going to be quite fierce. I mean, we had like 12 girls vying for this position last year. And I've heard it might be even higher. Like there could be like 16 to 20 girls that want to be the official Grenada scuba radio mermaid. So we will have to wait and see how that unveils. But you will hear about it next week on the big show, as well as our adventures underwater. Because Mermaid Tony and myself are going to be doing rebreather diving for the entire time we were down there. So, you know, last time I was in Grenada a few months ago, I got certified on the Inspiration and Evolution rebreather from Silent Diving Systems and our friends at Aquanox Grenada. So we went through the training, got trained on this system. It was quite an event. I loved the heck out of it. The only thing is I didn't get to do it enough. For fun, we were doing the training, we were doing the classroom stuff and the course and the skills to basically make sure that we were able to get our rebreather certification card, which we did. We got it, we had fun with it and the whole thing, but we didn't have time to really just go down and dive and just really get more hours and time underwater on the rebreather system to the point where we could get down there and do some training. I mean, we're, you know, do some photography and some fun things as opposed to skills and the kind of things you have to do as part of your certification and training on the system. So this time we're literally going down there and just planning to dive for like 9 or 10 days on the rebreather. So it's going to be quite fun, and I'll finally have a chance to take my camera down with me underwater now that I've gotten the certification and gotten somewhat comfortable on the units to get down there and actually get close up to the critters on a rebreather with no bubbles, no sound, and get underwater and really, you know, push these systems the way or use these systems the way they should be, which is, especially for underwater photography, a great opportunity to get some amazing shots. So I'm pumped. I'm excited. You'll hear all about it next week, next couple weeks on the big show when we broadcast from the Spice Island. Now also joining us will be the Scuba Cowboy, who last time we were there, or he was there, he wrote a song about Grenada. You just heard a little clip of it. The Scuba Cowboy, Pup Morris, is on the line with us right now. Pup, how you doing, my friend?
I'm absolutely wonderful, bro. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Are you excited? Are you ready? Are you inspired to write another tune or what?
We're going back to the Spice Isle.
We are. We may have to do something on our surface interval, like head to the Grenada Chocolate Factory or the rum thing. Last time we went to the rum, the brewery, or I don't know what the heck it is. The rum something. What is it?
Distillery, I think.
The distillery, yeah.
Yeah.
Pumpa tried a sample, and we almost ruined his singing career. How did that?
Yes, you did. It actually burned a hole right straight down my throat and through both sides of my stomach. It was kind of fascinating.
Yes. Well, it added more character to your singing voice, a more raspy, manly voice.
It did. I can't believe you made me do that. these guys made me drink, Bill. It was like rocket fuel.
Well, that's what they call it, actually. That's the term for one of their rock gut rum. Well, I don't want to say rock gut, but it's very...
Wow.
Stuff.
Are you with the marketing department?
Well, they call it rocket fuel. And last time...
They really do call it that, Bill. But here's the part. Is these guys... I mean, I was thinking, okay, maybe it's a little, exaggerated. That's the name of it or whatever. So we all do. And when I say a shot, it wasn't even... It might have been a quarter of a real shot. And I'm telling you, I'm positive it burned through my intestines. I mean, the stuff was incredibly strong.
It cleaned them out like a full jar of Metamucil.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
It was pretty intense.
You paint such an attractive word picture.
We had a good time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, are you suggesting you were the only one who was forced to drink this beverage? Or did everyone get a thimble full of rum?
I'm lightweight when it comes to that stuff, and I had to sing that night, and I told them, I mean, or I tried to tell them, because I basically lost my voice for about the next hour and a half, from drinking this rocket fuel. I said, why would you guys make me do this on a night I have to play?
Yeah, you should take care of yourself. Like, who's that singer who's always taking a Johnny Cash or Kid Rock? Those people are notoriously, they treat their body like temples.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that perfect singing voice.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. They definitely got me into the rocket fuel, and I was concerned about.
By the second bottle, it was better, right?
I managed to have a great time, and I managed to recoup enough to put on a decent show, and we all had fun as we do literally every minute when we're on the fly stuff.
Yeah, we do indeed, and you will hear all about it next week. The Scuba Cowboy, Pup Morse, the Mermaids, myself, Rebreathers, Music, Mayhem. Even, a mermaid puppet is coming along for this event. It's going to be crazy fun next week. Do not miss it right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hour two is on deck. We're going to talk about a new product that you can put on your skin that's safe for the environment. Yes, it's suntan lotion for divers. That's coming up, amongst many other things. Stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.